It's the Roy Rogers Show.
Happy trails to you. It's nice to meet again. Happy trails to you. Until the journey's end.
Oh, Sugar Crisp, the cereal treat that's fun to eat, brings you the Roy Rogers Show. Transcribed on the Double R Bar Ranch with Pat Brady and the Queen of the West, Dale Evans.
Happy trails to you. Time to ride again.
And here he is, in person, the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers.
Howdy, folks. Here's my good word for the day. It's about a honey of a new cereal, Post Sugar Crisp. And it's my hunch you'll like it just as much as we do out here at the Double R Bar Ranch. You see, Post Sugar Crisp is just downright good eating. And it's good so many different ways. Try it real soon, won't you? Now, hit yourselves up on the edge of your chairs because our story today is plenty exciting.
It is the day before the annual Paradise Valley Sweepstakes, the most grueling test of stock horse speed and stamina in all the West. Roy, Dale Evans, and Pat Brady are at the horse breeding ranch of Roy's friend, Glenn Shaw, watching Glenn give the final training workouts to Gun Barrel, one of Trigger's finest sons.
Cool, Gun Barrel, up one!
Roy, look at that horse go!
Boy, he's a whip, all right. How do you like him, Pat?
Ah, for a critter with legs, I guess he's fine, but I'll take something with wheels any day, like Nellie Bell.
Oh, Pat, you and your old Jeep. Don't you even recognize a good horse when you see one?
Gun Barrel sure does. He's daddy mighty proud.
How's that, Roy? How did Gun Barrel look?
Fine, Glenn. It's going to take a lot of horse to beat him tomorrow.
I'll second that motion. A mile's a mighty tough distance for a stock horse to cover at full speed. But I certainly haven't seen anything that can touch Gun Barrel.
Well, I sure hope so. I'm counting on the prize money.
That will pay off your mortgage at the bank, won't it?
You bet. Once I pay off the stock mortgage, this whole shebang will be mine free and clear. And if Gun Barrel does win tomorrow, his colts will bring great prices. I'm just glad that Gun Barrel doesn't have to run against Trigger tomorrow.
Well, Trigger isn't exactly a three-year-old anymore.
A couple of years ago, though, a tough mile race like this would have been right up Trigger's alley.
Say, Roy, do you know anything about that Thundercloud horse from upstate?
I haven't seen him.
Well, this fellow Bailey, who owns him, has been around the cafe quite a bit lately, and he has plenty to say about him.
Yeah, and he's willing to back it up, too. You know, he carries a roll of bills as big as one of our coffee mugs, and he's willing to put up almost any sum that Thundercloud will win.
Well, if he wants to bet on a horse race, I suppose that's his business, but it's something I sure don't hold with.
Yeah, I don't either. But if Thundercloud does win, a lot of Mineral City folks is going to be mighty poor for a while. Hey, look, visitors. Do you know them, Roy?
I don't recognize the truck, but it's the sheriff's car.
Say, that's Mr. Bailey riding with him.
Ain't that a mighty pretty truck, though?
Howdy there, folks.
Hi, Sheriff.
Folks, I want you to meet Mr. Bailey. He's here from upstate for the sweepstakes tomorrow. Mr. Bailey, these are my friends, Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, and Pat Brady.
Hi, Mr. Bailey.
I do, sir.
And this young fella's Glenn Shaw.
He's the one we want to talk to.
Well, I'm very glad to know you, Mr. Bailey. I guess you came out to take a look at Gun Barrel and see what your horse is up against tomorrow.
Go ahead, Sheriff. Do your duty.
Glenn, Mr. Bailey here has bought the mortgage the bank held in your stock. Your payments are overdue and we have to foreclose.
What do you mean?
That's right, Shaw. I'm taking your Gun Barrel horse. Load him on a truck, Jock.
Right, Shaw, Mr. Bailey.
Oh, now, wait a minute. What's this all about?
What do you mean, foreclose? It's almost a month before the final payment's due.
Well, sure it is, and Glenn's almost sure to be able to meet it.
Well, I don't know you, Rogers. I don't think this is any of your business. But in case you think it is, you have the facts all wrong. Take the horse, Jock.
Good enough. Give me the bridle, sonny.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, nothing. Give me the bridle.
I'll have to order you to do that, Glenn. I've seen the mortgage transfer. It's overdue, all right, and the papers are on file with the county clerk right now.
Sheriff, you sure the papers are in order?
Why, sure I am, Roy.
Well, let him take the horse in, Glenn. We'll get into town and straighten things out.
Now you're talking sense, but you won't find anything to straighten out.
All right, come on, give me that horse. Come here, you big, gray bruiser.
Say, don't you handle Gun Barrel that way.